Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Oh, good morning, everyone. It is great to be with you on this first day of May. The McCafe menu is going to bring you Stephen May ahead of the, always one of our favourites, Maisie, ahead of the big Melbourne and Geelong game Saturday night. Sammy Edmund filled in admirably yesterday after I was on very serious business. George Samios for the wonderful World of Wine. Your calls and text messages have never been more important to us. So at any stage, get on the line or send in a text as I say good morning to you, Whispers.
Good morning, Gary.
What's wrong?
Good morning, everybody. Nothing's wrong. It is great to see you. Has our relationship been repaired? I said to everybody we were consciously uncoupled, but only for a day yesterday.
Only, well, you know, you've got to do what you have to do for the business. It wasn't my idea to go north to visit our great friends at Cobram Estate, but I tell you what, it is an absolute joy to be up there with those people. They are magnificent and they bring you the ramble.
Mm, they do. They do. Did you have a lunch up there?
Had a beautiful lunch.
You
know who cooked our lunch?
No.
Matty Wilkinson. Now, he's the head chef at Montelto.
I know him, yeah.
And,
well, I don't know him, but I know
open
him.
Fire stuff. All the stuff
good.
You love.
It looked good.
Massive. And Brent and Sam were there and the team. They looked after us all magnificently. It was, and we did the whole tour. I'd done the tour. I could have done all the talking about all the details. But anyway, it was absolutely fantastic. And you know, that, this is what I did find out. Cobram Estate is nowhere near Cobram.
How far is it up north?
About another 2 hours. It's up near Mildura.
Right.
I didn't even...
You didn't even know.
I know, we jumped on the plane and Hutchie goes, where is it? Someone said, where is it? I said, where is it? Where do you reckon it is? It's in Cobram, you idiot. So Hutchie sort of went, oh. And then, much to my chagrin, I found out it was...
How was the touring party?
It's a good party.
Yep. I saw the team photo was nice.
Yeah, very good.
Damo obviously thought he was going horse riding, did he?
That's me.
Why?
We had the RM Williams on and the moleskin trousers on,
yeah,
and he looked like he was ready to go horse riding.
That's his country look.
Oh, that's his country
that's his
look.
Country
is
look.
He a city guy,
yeah,
is he?
He's a city slicker.
So when you go country, you think, okay, I've got to put on the RM Williams
word, well,
boots and the moleskin trousers.
When you
trousers.
Go, you get a message saying this is a working farm, so dress accordingly. In fact, you and he have got a lot in common. He loves cooking as well. He's a bit of a flame cooker.
He doesn't look like a cook to me. He don't look like a cook.
Anyway, it is we're very appreciative
how was
of
corn?
Support. Frozen was good. He's good company, Frozen Corn. He was he doesn't miss much frozen.
Doesn't
I'll tell
he?
You what, he does not miss anything.
Give me an example of me
shush.
Not missing anything.
Well, we were talking about, not surprisingly, some of our clashes over the journey in the media.
Right.
And every single thing that was spoken about, he goes, yeah, I heard you say that. I heard you. And you said this. And, oh, what about when you said that? Because we're talking about the fact that the chief football writer of the paper decided that James Brayshaw and Brian Taylor, he went to the trouble of time coding their commentary. About how they were commentating Craig Kelly's son.
I cannot believe that.
Anyway, that's how
I think there may be a response to that on the Tiny Show tonight. Actually,
right,
a right of reply.
Okay, I'll be. I would
because no
would be
one in this
watch today.
No one in this business has a bias anywhere, do they?
No. Well, who says they had a bias anyway?
What do you mean? Who said? Well, that's what he's saying that they did.
Yeah.
By writing that, he's saying that they've had a bias or he had a bias towards somebody.
Anyway, of all the issues going around in football over the weekend.
Yes, but you're a bit light on for the oil. I haven't seen anything since you arrived back.
Well,
what happened?
Well, I couldn't put it on the plane.
Why?
So Brent, he's going to come down. He wants to come down and meet you.
Will he have a trailer?
And he'll bring, yes, and he's got some for Johnny from Epping as well. He said, I'll make sure I look after John. You probably won't.
That would have been grouse.
You and John probably won't get the primo, but you'll still get the very good stuff.
Did you get a primo? Is there such a thing?
It's the Grange of Cobram Estate's olive oil, of which the others. Damo's more of a Red Island man. I'm the primo.
Right. Now, you've got an opportunity now because we had the non-file amnesty yesterday.
Yeah, what happened
already
yesterday?
There's been a couple of text messages. You were working on your relationship and Tim absolutely snuck a slow one under your knob file. It was horrible to hear, given you've been putting so much work into building it over the years.
How many people do you think were in it, given your response when you said that you'd opened the knob file yesterday?
50 plus.
There's only three in it.
Well, there was 50 plus people that thought they might have been in it yesterday.
No, I'm not that hard. You want to release the three, do you?
Well, we did. We released them all yesterday, so it's a clean slate. But you've lowered the tolerance now, haven't you?
Well, if you've released them, we need to tighten things up a little bit. You know how we roll here. We're happy. Everyone can disagree with us in the most strong manner.
But
when you get abusive...
And personal,
in you go.
You do. That stuff that we're talking about before we came on air, because the bloke out the back, yeah. I don't want to be smutty in any way, because there's a new king of smut on the radio in Melbourne at the moment. But
yeah, I actually listen to him rather than you and Sammy, just to get an idea of what we're up against.
How schmutty is it?
Oh, boy.
Give me some topics that they talk about at breakfast that apparently we should be talking
even
about.
Even had me blushing in the car.
Do they do a ramble?
No, you know what? I couldn't find it.
Right.
And that's not that you can't find their station, but I couldn't get it working on the dab.
Okay, we're not going to work
in my car.
We're not going to work blue here, but old mate out the back here, Coxie, Matty Cox, he's worried that his surname may be holding his commentary career back a little bit. So we were just trying to help him with other names that he could go with. That was all.
0433981116, like a pseudonym.
Yeah. I said Matty Doodle, and
that wouldn't work. That would take him down the same path.
No, he thinks it would.
Matty Hands.
Hands?
I'm not sure.
I don't know that it's holding him back.
I don't think so.
He's a great call. He's got a great voice. He's just got to, he does the time, and then over a period of, the next 25, 30, 45, 50 years, he'll be where Jared is right now.
Yeah.
If Jared steps away from the microphone.
He's got a lot on his plate, Jared. So, a lot on his plate. But that'll be all.
You must have a lot of stuff because...
I got so much. Yeah, I've got to be careful.
You only did two mornings last week.
I've got to be careful what I can
say. You've got two mornings this week. What do you mean you've got to be careful?
What do you mean I've done two mornings?
You did two mornings last week. Now you're doing two mornings this week.
I didn't do a morning yesterday. I did a whole day.
No, not here on radio.
For this company?
No,
for this station?
No, what about for our people?
I didn't get home till 5 last night. I left at 7.
Oh, hang on.
That's a long day.
I'll get my violin out. You're talking to your peoples now.
I know. I love them. I missed them. It's good to be back.
Am I still out of the knob file? Great birthday present. That's from Big Roo. Yes, you are, Big Roo. We let you out yesterday.
He was never in it.
Well, he thought he was because we hadn't read his text out for a long time. That's the reaction I got yesterday.
When you get a couple of thousand texts a morning, it's hard to keep up with everyone whispers.
We don't normally go to a call at this time of the morning.
I don't think that'll work.
Good morning, Simon.
That's not going to work, whoever suggested that. Hey, Simon.
G'day, guys. Hiya.
We're in the middle of the Cobram Estate ramble. We don't touch the footy too much, but what do you got for us?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to talk about footy, don't worry. Okay. I'll just give you a quick snippet about Kyle and Jackie O. I go to Sydney a bit, and I was listening to them last year.
Mm. Be careful.
I better not say it because,
No, not on our program.
I've got a little suggestion for your show, though, Gary, for the Fox, for your Monday night show.
Yep.
The next time you're sitting in your bath talking to Rupert, why don't you float this idea? Instead of the last 5 minutes having the good, bad and ugly, how about you get Johnny from Epping on every once a month?
Yeah, I'm not sure he's ready for television. He's more of a radio operator. But I'll write it down, Simon, and I can float it because there's big chat. There'll be big, big, big things happening at Fox next year.
Well, we'll get to that. I've got, how about this? This is sort of like a promo. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the showdown, Crows Port, Footy Nation with Matthew Schlong.
Yep. I like it. Mick's in Kilsyth. G'day, Mick. You there, Mick?
Yeah, g'day, Gary. G'day, Tim. I just want to talk about Cobram.
Cobram, please, go right ahead.
I wasn't anywhere near Cobram
yesterday, but go right ahead.
Yeah, best thing to come out of Cobram was me. I was born there back in 1962.
Oh, nice, Mickey. Who's the best footballer to come out of Cobram?
Apart from myself.
Yes, apart from you, yeah.
What about Buddha Hocking? Is Gary Hocking from Cobram?
That's what I was going to say. Johnny Barnes?
Out of the two, I'd say Buddha.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. Good on you, Mickey. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, there's Mickey with the good oil from Cobram.
Sava Radigalia is from Cobram.
Is he? I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
According to our man, Brooke. Hey, can I give you the definition of brave?
Mm-hmm. You can.
I just saw a photo of this beautiful wedding with Margot Robbie as a bridesmaid. That is a very brave bride, Whispers.
That is a brave
that
bride.
That is a very brave. I'm sure they're great friends and all. Mm. I don't know anything. But if you're whacking Margot Robbie in your assistant coaching team on the wedding day, boy, jingoes, you're pretty self-assured and self-confident.
You'll need to have the Photoshop app on your phone.
Just put a wrinkle or two or put a shade over or something.
Well, what would be the equivalent like having as your best man? Would that be, say, like Brad Pitt?
Yeah, sitting up there waiting for your...
George Clooney?
Your bride to walk down the aisle with George Clooney next to you as the best man. And hope that her eyes just stay on you all the way down. What do you reckon the bride's looking at her husband going, I tell you what, mate, I tell you what, Bill, if your eyes so much as wander once during this ceremony, there's going to be some problems. We're going to have some problems.
Yeah. Tomorrow night on SEN, the showdown, the Crows against Port, Footy Nation with Matthew Appendage.
Listen,
he's looking for a new...
He doesn't need a new moniker.
He's looking for a new name. He said this morning he thinks that the Matty Cox thing's holding him back.
No, he doesn't need a new moniker at all. What? How'd you go yesterday with Fieldy?
It was great.
What technique is
it? Well, he just gave me a bit more air to breathe.
Did he?
I felt like... I was given the opportunity to express myself like I hadn't been before and got good feedback about it too.
Nice. Well, I spoke with King and Corn, were both on the trip.
Yep.
So I was sort of drilling down into what they do on a Friday. They were very excited to be here. They were taking photos in front of the plane. They, I'll put this on Firefly Friday, whatever. What's it called? Fire What's it called? Someone out there, what's it called? Fireball Friday.
Fireball Friday.
Yeah, we'll put this on Fireball Friday. They'll all come for us. They're very, unlike you and I, they seem to be very socially active on the social media.
Do they?
Yes.
It's past us, though, hasn't it?
It has passed.
What about Matthew Oldfella? Matthew Oldfella.
The ramble is for Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in northern Victoria. Do you know the old Cobram Estate olive oil is supplying nearly the whole world?
That doesn't surprise me.
There's an olive oil shortage around the world.
I said that to you last week when we were talking about it, because when I was in Italy a few years ago, they were talking about the fact there's a disease went through Puglia, the south of Italy.
Italians don't make much olive oil.
Oh, my word.
No, they don't, Tim.
Okay. Well, where does most of the olive oil come from?
Spain.
Right.
Espanol.
And have they had some problems there too?
Dry. So...
Olives like it dry, though.
Cobram Estate make more olive oil than the whole of the United States make.
And how much of it stays in Australia? How much of it is actually exported then?
I think they're number 8 in America now, and with a bullet.
Wow.
Because they've got plantations out of Sacramento.
Right.
Yeah.
And will you be doing a trip to Sacramento next year?
I think so. It sounds like it, that next year we'll probably be heading over there.
No, he doesn't think it's sexist.
What?
Matty Coxie. That's not why he wants to change his name, because that name won't fly.
Anything else you want to talk about this? Let's take a break. I've got to straighten the wisp up. Something's happened. I've had one day away from him, and he's gone down a very dark path at the moment. So I'll try and straighten him up for us. Give us a call.
I'm trying to help
on the Mimosa Homes open line. This is real kiddie stuff.
Look,
starting from 189,000 visit Mimosa Homes. What's the field marshal done to you?
If he comes to me and says, listen, like a fireside chat he wanted to have with me before we came on air this morning.
Yeah, and he said,
Wisp, do you think my surname's holding me back in the industry? And I said, look, let's just see if we can't.
Showdown tomorrow night with Jerry Wheatley and John Thomas.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Hey, we're on air, Tim.
No, you got to set up.
We're on air.
Are we back on air?
Yes, we are. Great to have you with us, everyone. This is the Cobram Estate Ramble. SEN Breakfast, book online for the best rates at melbourneairport.com.au. Sonos, game-changing sound. Have you got Sonos at your place?
No, but I'll get it if you explain what it is. What is it? We've got Apple TV.
It's the premier sound system in the world. You
right.
put your speakers up, you connect the Sonos up, and away you go. Music through the house, out on the deck.
What is it then?
What do you mean, what is it?
The apparatus itself, the Sonos thing, what is it? Is it a physical thing or is it just pick up
rather,
the sound?
Rather than I explain it to you, we might get someone from Sonos on tomorrow
right.
to talk to us about it because we've got it. I don't work it. Nikki works it and it's magnificent.
Is it like a little radio?
I think it's some sort of...
You got no idea, have you?
No.
You say things.
Yeah, I know.
It's a multi-room listening wireless
speakers.
Home theatre and more. That's what it is.
You got to hook it up to your Bluetooth.
I haven't got Bluetooth.
You got Bluetooth. What else? Phil from Greenvale wants to...
I just wanted to mention this, too. What? The Apple TV show that I'm watching at the moment.
What is it?
I found this thing called Blackbird. Hipster from work told me about it. It's on Apple TV, Blackbird. Swapping prisons to get a confession. That's all I'm going to say.
Did you watch my prison show I told you to watch?
I didn't like it. I only watched two episodes.
Unlocked,
yeah. No, I didn't like it.
So you don't like real life stuff. That's
I do, though. No, I like real life stuff.
No, you don't.
It was just too ugly. It was just...
A bit dark for you.
It was nothing...
Well, it was real.
I like things that
have
a heart.
It was gritty, Tim. It was real life. It was gritty. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be, you know, all bells and whistles.
No, I don't expect it to be all bells and whistles, but if I'm going to sit there and engage myself in a program, I want to feel like I'm going to like the characters, and I'm going to like somebody in there, and there's going to have a heart, and I'm going to walk away from the TV set before I turn all the lights out in the house and go to bed and give the dogs their last wee for the night. I'm going to have a nice night's sleep because I'm happy.
Had you stuck it out to the end, you would have got all those feelings because it was a great story of redemption.
Right.
Multi-room listening, wireless home theatre, more experience, game-changing sound this season with Sonos. That's what I said, wasn't it?
No, something like that.
I haven't seen you since some Anzac Day because we haven't spoken since then.
No, we had
it. It was last
Wednesday.
Yeah, good.
It was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable day experience. That's what it was. Incredible. And it's even better. You know when your team actually, like...
Did you go to that
game? I watched it on TV, but they're showing up. You know, I mean, it's a simple thing to say, but they are showing up and they are delivering. Whether they're going to win games or not doesn't matter to me. If they show up and they play and they show a little bit of ticker, then I'm happy as a supporter.
And they're
of the
being
team.
Very, very well led. Very well led.
Well, he's not. I don't think he's a natural leader, but he's really grown into that role.
Well, he got demoted from the leadership group and worked on it. Went to work on it and has come back as a very, very influential, footballer.
He is. Phil's in Greenvale. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
We're going okay. Not quite sure whether we should be putting you to air this morning because Matty is trying to think of a new surname. What do you got for him?
Yeah, I've got one for him, and you can hyphenate the name is Matty Ding-a-Ling.
Ding-a-Ling. Ding-a-Ling. How would that go, AFL Nation, with Matty Ding-a-Ling?
No, we've already got Cameron Ding-a-Ling, so I don't think that one will work.
Thanks, Phil. Michael's in Cranbourne. He's been a big fan of Unlock. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, Michael. Thank you.
Good. Guys, you got a recommendation out about watching Unlocked.
Yes.
You're just talking about it just then. Man, that was unreal.
Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely unreal.
How good was it?
It was just amazing. It was great. It was amazing to see all the changes the inmates went through. The young guys to start with, they were really arrogant.
Yep.
And then they led the whole part towards the end of the series. Piney was my favourite. Just the change he made, wanting to do better, wanting to be with his son. And the guy with the tats, I mean, he started off not talking. He was just, whatever, I don't care. And then he's like, no, actually, because I've been talking in this program and experiments helped me out with the ability to communicate, I want to change for the better and go to rehab and help people out. So it was just an amazing and touching experiment. I actually did get emotional.
I did too, Michael. If you stick at it.
Thanks, Michael.
Which Tim didn't, but if you stick it out, you get to experience all those emotions.
Okay, I can always go back to
it. You could.
I didn't realise that Blackbird was such an old program either, but you'd never heard of it, had you?
No.
I've only just found the Apple TV app on my
Tim's just
TV
found
set.
Ted Lasso too, everyone, so just bear that in mind if you wouldn't mind. It was, I'll be watching that Blackbird because Brooke reckons it's unbelievable as well. Boy, it's really streaming hack for... Oh, no, I can't give out streaming hacks around KO. Sorry, I should have read that. There's a lot of footy stuff. Did the show change yesterday? Did you start doing footy stuff during the ramble?
We did a little bit of everything yesterday.
Field marshal.
We're just trying to find common ground and, you know, our sweet spot. AFL Record, and this organisation's part of it, they've put out this page for the AFL Record this week. Mutual loathing. Footy's greatest rivalry has woken from its slumber. Carlton versus Collingwood is once again the game's headline act. Do you agree with that?
Yep.
I do too.
Absolutely.
I do too.
You know, I mean,
going to that game.
It's in the eye of the beholder, but when the two teams are playing the footy that they have, one the reigning premier, the other one an aspiring, genuine premier, then yes, it is the biggest rivalry. Not so much when they're not in contention.
I'm not going to say it now because it might get lost in this music because it's very profound. When we come back,
profound statement.
I'm going to produce probably the most profound statement of my life.
Good.